Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday, Doug Steffens Good Day program, the 7th of October. So we finished our first week of the 9th month. No, this is the 10th month, right? 10, 11, 12? Yeah, 10. I had to get my...
Did you ever change up this routine?
Why? This is the most successful part of the program. Telling people what time it is, what day it is, who am I, who's on
but
first.
But it reminds us that we're already through October, and it's almost Christmas, and that we're going to do it all over again if we're lucky
yes.
enough.
Woo! Let's hear it for our adios.
It fast, doesn't it?
Muchachos, yes.
It?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing? Okay, so Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is under the weather. Why do they use that expression? What does that mean?
We're all under, really
under the weather.
Weather.
We are under the weather. Like under a hurricane, under a rain shower. That's a silly expression. She doesn't feel well is probably a better way of us putting it, right? Don't you think that that gives more, it just adds more.
It's more descriptive.
It is, yes. So Jennifer's here to celebrate with all of us National Body Language Day. And if anybody knows about body language or is an observer of that, Jennifer is the queen.
Mine speaks body Spanish. Language. How about yours?
Your body speaks Spanish. Did you see that trailer for that horrible Spanish-speaking movie, that violent Halloween movie? Did
no.
you see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, what an outrage.
I have been watching Dahmer, but that's a Netflixer. It's not a movie. Oof.
Yeah, but that's not about... This is a Mexican Halloween horror movie, supposedly. Who likes to go see... I say that, and Jay is here. I'll go see it. She loves that stuff.
You know what's funny is I don't like horror movies for horror movies. I like it. One of my favorite movies of all time, not because it's like, it's a feel good, but like Silence of the Lambs
yeah.
is the best kind of scary movie in my mind because it's psychological. It still has a storyline. It's, you know, it kind of keeps you engaged all the way through. I'm not big into like the slasher movies where it's just violent just to be violent. Kind of silly. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're just, it's gratuitous, right? It's like gratuitous
yeah.
sex, gratuitous violence, and just one wonders why it is that people are excited about that. Anyway, body language today is the day that the intention is to make people feel good about their bodies, their language, their power of their speaking without speaking, if you know what I mean. It's, I've become pretty good at
body language. Have you become
yes.
like, I do too.
Yeah, you know that. It's very, it's an important part of communication as far as I'm concerned. Trying to figure somebody out. If you're negotiating a deal with someone or you want to understand what this person is thinking about, you understand, you get their astrological sign, you watch their body language, you observe when you talk to them, you look into their eyes. If you can't look into somebody's eyes, then you are not a good communicator. I don't mean looking, staring at them, but I think you got to look at people in order to understand what their facial expressions mean, what their gestures mean, eye movements, that sort of thing. So nonverbal communication, I guess that's really what we're celebrating here. And a lot of times body language can become the preferred method of communication, especially when there are language barriers, or you're interested, as Jennifer would say, in chick, chick, kaboom. That's how the body language
works. Oh, look at you.
Works.
That, what that body language
right.
tells you, Peggy?
No, that's that's your department.
Oh.
All right. Body language expert Bianca Cobb is the reason that we have a focus on body language today. It's a known fact, she says, that body language fascinates people. We want to learn how to read and use and understand it. I don't know that that's true of everybody. I think people are kind of sluggish sometimes. They don't pay much attention to anything other than themselves. I think that there's way too much of that. People are so
more
interested
and more
in themselves.
Of those people by the minute, by the way. They're just very much, and you know, society tells people to do that. I think you do. We've probably talked about this a million times, but society tells you now when you go through a breakup or when you're focusing on something, they always say, well, you do you. You know, you just focus on yourself is what society and social media tells a lot of people. And it's not great. It's not great because we have to coexist with people. And
well, a shrink would tell you to please your, if you don't please yourself, then you don't please anybody else.
Well, I agree that you have to take care of your own needs before you can be good to someone else. But to just solely focus on yourself, that's, I don't know. Mm. That's a bit narcissistic, isn't it?
There's a song, or I guess there's a whole album. Kylie Minogue released a studio album called Body Language.
Oh, and yeah, that's right. I remember.
Did you like that? It's kind of a social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have it?
I don't remember if I have it anymore, but probably. Probably went by the wayside.
I think it had something to do with flirtation, as I recall. Anyway, so body language expert Ms. Cobb is the founder of TruthBlazer, officially established as the National Body Language Experts. And so today we have National Body Language Day. And how are you going to celebrate that? I guess that's a question that you probably might want to ponder. And you can get back to us if you like on our social media. Well, lots of comments this week about things going on. We'll have those for you during our talk radio review. Here's the story from California that I wanted to get your comment on. The bill that is in the legislative hopper that limits the use of rap lyrics in criminal trials.
Mm-hmm.
The governor apparently signed this bill restricting the use of rap lyrics as evidence in court. Huh? Why? Well, there's another one of these crazy California. It's known as the Decriminalization Artistic Expression Act.
Well, makes it harder for... They had a lot of Hollywood and a lot of musicians behind this because what this basically does is it says, okay, if you're getting picked up, let's say, for drug charges or gang charges or murder charges or something like that, and you're someone who has published music or art, for that matter, they cannot use your art against you as proof of admission, basically, in a trial. So if you are a gang member and you're rapping about being in a gang, they can't say, well, hey, he said in Gangsta's Paradise over here that he was a gang member, and use that as evidence against you. So your art is sort of a protected space.
Protected. All right, so that you and your morning program on KRLA talk about this, and did you get a lot of comment on it?
We did. I mean, look, I don't know how to feel about this, and there are very few things I don't know how to feel about. I think it makes it a little bit harder to build evidence against someone who may have done something wrong, but at the same time, it makes it easier to give an innocence to someone who hasn't done something wrong. So basically, it's just protecting art. But if someone confesses to a murder in a song, the fact that we have to even make this, the fact that we have to make this a rule is pretty ridiculous. And
that's
instead of just
thought.
Being responsible and like using common sense, we have to make this a new bill. So it should be that reasonable people, if you're just rapping loosely and generically about something, some kind of lifestyle, shouldn't use that against you in a court. But if some, you know, ding dong kills somebody and then raps about it, well, of course you should be able to use that as evidence. Why not? It's kind of like, I use this better than a rap analogy. It's like O.J. Simpson, okay? He writes a book, If I Did It. They're saying that you can't use that book against O.J. in a court of law because he didn't tell you that he killed Nicole. It's just a book. You know, it's just fictional.
Yeah.
So that kind of puts in perspective, I think, what they want to protect. And it just seems like it should be common sense and not another piece of law.
That it does. Well said. This has been the week of selections for the Nobel Prizes. Various winners been announced here. There, and I did not, as a matter of fact. The Nobel Peace Prize awarded this morning to Belarusian activist Alice Bielinski. I think Bielatsky. Anyway, somebody who named Alex. this person is currently jailed on allegations of tax evasion. charges supporters there politically.
And then he rapped about it.
Motivated. Yeah, right. Also winning the Peace Prize, French author Annie Emu awarded the prize in literature for a work spanning more than five decades of writing. The first French woman to win the prize. Why is that something that you would mention? How many French women are lined up to win the Nobel Prize in Literature? I mean, what a stupid thing to say. This caps a week of me talking about all. Remember the story earlier this week? I'm sure you talked about it. The Native American lady who became the first Native American lady to go into space. You know, at some point in time, this is getting so foolish, we're going to be getting down to, well, here's the first person with four toes to go to the space station. Come on with this stuff. If she's good, then she's good. It shouldn't have anything to do with whether she's a French author or whether she's an Italian author or whether she's a Bohemian author. Anyway.
Did you happen to see the interview with Kanye West and Tucker Carlson?
I did not, no. I tend to stay as far away from Tucker Carlson
Very compelling, compelling, compelling interview. And one of the things that Kanye West said, say what you will about him, is he said that it's white people's job to call black people black and to create that separation. And he says we've been doing it for a long time, and that's really kind of carries through in how we do the first, you know, woman in space, the first four-toed person in space, the first, he says that's a function of white people. Instead of just calling people people, we have to create all of these distinctions.
And is that, so he's saying white people have created that?
Yeah, he said that we're the ones
people.
That, it's true. When you think about it, like, white people are the ones who create all of these distinctions. And what does that come from? It's very weird.
Yeah, it does, because we want to, instead of everybody getting along or getting like we are supposed to, or like seems to have been the idea originally, now everybody wants to separate themselves into their group.
Right, and how stupid is that? Then we're not together anymore.
It's nonsensical. But then there's a lot of that sort of stuff. There seems to be an epidemic of nonsense floating around, and so that becomes fodder for great conversation on programs just like this. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 18 After on the Friday Good Day program. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As the chain of life is linked to the sun, to the soil, to the plants, to the animal, and then to man, that vital link between those steps is absolutely essential to what has kept mankind on this planet for as long as you believe we've been here.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media and gossip, Doug's dirt, if you will, on Dwayne Johnson. The Rock is in a new movie.
Smell what he's cooking?
Can I smell what he's cooking?
Don't you remember in wrestling when The Rock was coming out, he'd do this. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
No.
And then people would go, they go nuts.
I don't remember that, Jennifer. I'm glad you brought us up to speed on that. Actually, this is about an autograph that Dwayne Johnson gave to somebody this week. We'll tell you what the fans' reaction was right after this.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember the old song, Big Girls Don't Cry? Well, let's change the lyric line to Big Boys Don't Cry. Apparently, The Rock made a grown man cry after he autographed the belt that Dwayne Johnson, I'm not sure whether he had bought the belt, but at any rate, this
I
probably...
I imagine it's probably a wrestling belt, right?
Yeah, right. A guy in Mexico lost it, breaking down in tears as The Rock signed his belt. And kind of a sweet thing to see
like
somebody
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
The Rock is supposed to be pretty good to his fans. And
yeah, he's,
I'm all about that.
Basically a pretty good guy, period, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he's on his Black Adam World Tour. The Rock is, that new movie. He's a superhero. I don't like the tone of it. I saw, and maybe you've seen too, the spots for it on TV and also the trailers for it. It just doesn't look like the same kind of Rock movie that you're used to. But apparently, as usual, he got paid a lot of money for it, and they want to make a series out of it. So that's why all the attention here. And then this fan who had the DJ handshake, and just kind of a fun thing. It's a beautiful thing. I love you. The Rock said, "Thank you, Mexico. I love you back." He's big down there.
Yeah.
So anyway, there was a younger fan last week that met with The Rock. Stood in line for a couple of hours. Apparently, there he's been all over Mexico promoting this movie. The young girl, in this case, took photos and video. And he was very, very attentive to her. So anyway, it's The Rock. And apparently, it's a Kleenex moment when you're with when you're with The Rock. Bring some tissue. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's well documented that music therapy can provide a welcome distraction or pleasure for people, especially those hospitalized with cancer or coping with terminal diseases. Music can minimize pain, decrease anxiety, and serve as a powerful distraction for patients. The same seems to hold true for our pets. Recently, a professional concert violinist talked about something called harp therapy, and studies were done at the University of California in San Diego. They tested the effects of harp music on wolves, dogs, cats, goats, sheep, donkeys, gorillas, and other species of animals. And what they found is absolutely amazing. Even the veterinarians in the test discovered that animals, when listening to music, will calm down. You know, we've always heard the old saying that music calms the savage beast. Well, absolutely, that saying is true. So if you have a dog that's a little excited or a cat that's a little upbeat, try playing some good, calm music for them. It may help them out, but I know it's going to make you feel better at the same time. I'm Warren.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833 top loss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With OPEC Plus cutting back oil production by 2 million barrels a day and the administration's war on the oil and gas industry in America, a decision on how to fix this quagmire has come from the White House, easing sanctions on Venezuela to let Chevron drill in that country. The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest that he is getting a presidential treatment deal after a four-year investigation by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Missing in the charges are money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, as revealed by the Biden laptop. The death toll from Hurricane Ian surpassed 100 on Thursday, as Floridians continue to return home to the devastation left behind. Roughly 140,000 homes remain without power. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a story about playful penguins and sea lions, too. Down at the equator, you know, penguins can't fly. So one would wonder how they got there in the first place, right? But there's a lot of, they're there because there's good food, good water, good friendship, right? Good companionship. That's why they're there. They're all set.
Sea lion friends.
Right, that's it.
Your fellow penguin friends.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is not Columbus Day. There is no longer a Columbus Day. It's gone, as well it should be. Monday we'll be on the air, as we usually are, to celebrate Native American Day. Why not, right, Jennifer? Who needs Columbus Day, given who he is? As a matter of fact, we have too many holidays anyway, but as long as we're going to have a day off, we'll celebrate the lady with four turns. Native American went into space. All right, we'll do all of that.
Why not?
That is exactly right. Okay, so the vice president was involved in an accident, or the car was, the motorcade was. It was a mechanical failure, apparently. Now, well, maybe not so much. So,
not with the vice president. You have to be clear when it comes to her.
Yeah, very clear when it comes to her. She is, I don't know, there's something, it just makes no sense that she is where she is, and And it'll be interesting to see if the two of them, although Joe Biden and Donald Trump both say they're going to run again in 2024, which is a ridiculous waste of the air in the room. Why would we be talking about that now? Did you see the numbers this week? I should save this for the talk radio countdown show. The amount of money now up to $9 billion being spent on a midterm election in advertising on radio and television. $9 billion to get your vote. There we are. That's the American way. At any rate, so Kamala and your buddy, he should be the mayor of some city in Oklahoma. The governor of California, Mr. Newsom, fancies himself as a presidential contender. I could have been a contender.
A contender.
A contender.
Not everybody, if he really is, and he will be.
Yeah, great. 36 people, including 24 children, are dead after a former police officer armed with a pistol, a shotgun, and a knife attacked a daycare center. Now, this sounds like a headline in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Thailand.
I commented on that same fact because I think the media always sets up like we're the only country with these things happening.
Yeah.
And that's really just not true. And unfortunately, because there's just a lot of sadness across the globe, and it just doesn't make its way
here. Oh, there's too many people. Somehow somebody's got to address this at some point in time. A powerful international figure, some group, some organization has to weigh in and make a difference or explain how we can't keep going the way we're going with population growth as it is. It will not work. And it's coming down pretty clear. I'm involved in real estate development, and we've decided that we're going to drill wells for water. We're going to have solar power available. We're going to be able to be off the grid, if you will, because there's no telling when somebody like Gavin Newsom will tell you you can't have a shower today, or there's not enough water to boil your eggs.
And what's so interesting is that I had this event. I do the mornings in Los Angeles on a talk radio station there. And, of course, election season's coming up. And it's really important. It's one of my, baby events that I came up with and just sort of hatched, where I get candidates to come out and meet people face-to-face. Because I think so many times during elections, we just don't know who we're voting for, what we're voting for. And people just make stupid
decisions. It happens all the time.
Sometimes. Yeah. And so
one of the real problems of the system. Yep,
one of the things that I really have done every election cycle now for the last several years is bring candidates out so people can meet them. And so one of the candidates, the candidate that's running against Gavin Newsom for governor is a guy named Brian Dolley, who's a state senator. And he's a farmer. You would love this guy. In any other state but California, he'd march to victory. He looks good. He sounds good. He's doing it for the right reasons. You can just tell. And he reminded me that in 2018, that was our wettest year on record in California. Mm-hmm. And yet, 4 years later, they're not letting us take long showers. We can't flush our toilet. We can't water our lawn. It's a management problem. It's not, and so many people want to.
Why don't people get it?
It's not just California. It's the country. We run to climate change. We run to all these things. This is what's wrong with us. When really, it's a management issue, and we're not handling our business. And that's what we have to change.
Part of it is my newfound interest in virtue signaling.
Oh, you might see that, huh? Are you a virtue signaler now?
Well, I found out. I never used the term before, and a friend of mine asked me, or I was talking. She listens to me, and she was talking about what it is, and I never. We were talking about Black Lives Matter, the signs. Kanye West this week has wore a new shirt. His line says "White Lives Matter."
Right.
And so then you
get
His
dad, who was a Black Panther, wrote to him and laughed about it at Fashion Week. Kanye West wore this White Lives Matter shirt. And Kanye said, well, why are you laughing at this, dad? And he said, because you're telling people just the truth and what is that all lives matter. But saying that is somehow now controversial. You can't say that all lives matter.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous. Come on, grow up, folks. Wake up to this. Speaking of some violence, there was a stabbing outside a Las Vegas casino. Apparently, two people died, six other people injured, three critical condition in the Las Vegas hospital, series of stabbings outside a casino yesterday and into last night. They got the guy who did it. So, what do you do with him?
Everybody likes to blame the gun, just like they do, you know, like all this other virtue signaling. If people want to be bad guys and they want to harm you, they're going to do it with a car, a rock, a knife, whatever it is at their disposal.
Yep, for sure. Connected fitness company Peloton cutting 500 jobs, 12% of its workforce. Fourth round of layoffs this year. Let's see, their total count looks like here is they will have 3,800 people working for them as they go into Christmas season. Last year, they had 8,600 people working for them because everybody was riding a Peloton bike during the epidemic,
and,
right?
And I think they really lucked out because Peloton, I don't know when they actually launched, but boy, they exploded during the pandemic. And they grew probably much more. It was like an inflated growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people were home and they couldn't go to the gym because gyms were shut down because of COVID. And now that people can get back out there and go to the gym or they have to go to work, they're not working from home, there's probably less time. And so, of course, that's going to make your business fall. But I would imagine that they had to think that they weren't going to be able to continue that lucky streak for a long time because it did get big faster than you would probably anticipate it would because of COVID.
You're right. Here's the story of a mother who runs a hair salon inside a hospital to pamper parents of babies that are born with that are high risk. Sarah Pulley is her name. She knows the situation because 4 years ago her daughter was born prematurely, spent 4 months in the neonatal care intensive care unit. Then somehow or other, I guess this young girl got a virus. She was transferred to a different hospital. So this lady who owns a hair salon in Carmel, Indiana, decided she'd volunteer at the hospital, at the Ronald McDonald House, and she created a hair salon to help the parents who are sitting there wondering what's going to happen to their children. Mm-hmm. That was kind of an interesting story. You see all these human interest stories and the good stuff that happens. We don't often highlight things that are done, good things done by other people to help other people. It's all about help. So she thought she was a hairdresser. She could help out.
That's cool.
She offered the provisions, hair care products, all kinds of stuff, volunteering her skills to make people feel better about themselves while they're worried about their children who are in these hospitals.
Good for her.
Kind of nice. Yeah, exactly. It is. Good for her. Well, today is the first day of the Major League Baseball playoff season.
Ah!
So where are the Dodgers in all of this, please?
Best team in baseball, baby.
Yeah? And?
Yeah, 111 wins. So I think the wild card is what we have to wait through right now.
Yeah, wild card matchups.
The Dodgers. I know for sure. I don't know how the stack up is, but I think it's the Padres and the Mets, and then whoever wins that wild card series, they go on to face the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And as a die hard Dodger fan, I always get nervous during the playoffs because this year it was so good, and for all accounts, the Dodgers should be in the World Series. But you know, it's always hard to make sure everything goes in your.
They're not going to be done with the World Series until November 5th, which is my birthday.
I know.
How does it take that long?
Keep it going.
To go through.
Who cares?
Well, that's it, the whole thing. I think it does. And then before you know it, it's the end of March and baseball season starts all over again.
Exactly.
So let's see here. I'm trying to figure out the teams that are in the wild card. Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Seattle, San Diego, Toronto, St. Louis, Cleveland. The New York Yankees, New York Mets, Atlanta, Houston. Wait a minute. Where are the Red Sox?
These are not all in the wild card. These are in the playoffs, I think you're reading.
Oh, okay. So, but I want to know where the Red Sox are. There's no Red Sox in here.
It could be a good question.
What's so stupid? The Cleveland Guardians.
I know.
I wish Jay were here. She could blow her nose all over that. It's ridiculous.
It's just, you know, they picked it because they could keep the IANS on the other side of the jersey from Indians. But
they only have to redo half the jerseys then? Is
that
what you're
saying? That's kind of it. And then they also have, like, the Guardian Bridge or something outside of Cleveland, I guess.
Not
my cup of tea either.
No. Okay, here's Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy accidentally revealing her new boyfriend. She's 54. I'm trying to remember what she looks like. I kind of think I do.
She's cute. Yeah, she's pretty.
She was talking in some podcast, apparently, interview with Amy Brenneman, who I think is absolutely a darling, when her new boyfriend, Andrew Nixon, walked into the frame. She calls him the jungle cat. Apparently, what's special about her is that he's a farmer.
Oh, and Doug! Are you!
Yay! So who can I hook up with, though? Kate Walsh is taken, so...
Well, you never know. These Hollywood romances, they come and go.
Yes, and I'll be in Hollywood this year, as opposed to the last couple of years. So, yeah, listen, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people interested in a guy my age who gets up every morning at 2 o'clock, California time, to do a radio program.
It is a tough sell. Yeah. No wonder we have a tough
sell. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, the two of us in the same
works
situation.
Works all the time, gets up early, demanding job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's your take on Liz Cheney these days?
My take is that I don't really care anymore. She's irrelevant. Huh. She's not going to be around in, 2 months, 3 months.
So you don't think she's going to run for president? You don't think she'll keep making a lot of noise?
I think that she is a narcissist and that she may try to run for president, but no one's going to vote for her. If you can't win your congressional race, how in the heck are you going to win over the American people? Nobody's going to
A lot of people have lost races like that, and then they've gone on to run for bigger offices.
You really think that Liz Cheney has traction with the rest of the country?
I think she has a certain traction with a certain group of people. Let's put it that way. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to visit the farm, find out what the latest food news is and how all of that connects to your family. Another recall to discuss. Cheese is recalled again. The FDA investigating another listeria outbreak. Swiss American now recalling St. Louis Brie products. They were alerted by the manufacturer Old Europe Cheese that there was listeria in and contamination in their cheese. So this recall coming after Old Europe Cheese issued a recall of its Brie earlier because of listeria. Good God, this is ridiculous. This shows you they have a terrible packing process. Listeria is difficult to get rid of, but this outfit has got it all over the place. That says something about how they're producing their product as much as anything else. So I think I said this earlier in the week when the recall of the other cheese came up. Bring all of it back to the store and get your money back. Just and go somewhere else to buy the cheese. Find some local way to source cheese that doesn't involve it being wrapped up and packaged and moved from one side of the world to another. Because you're just the way it is today, you're just inviting this kind of a problem. Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella, all of them come from not having a clean process to package whatever the item is. So the old word to the wise is sufficient. And basically, excuse me, that speaks to something else that came to my attention this week. The idea of awareness around the problem of food waste. One of the things that's drawing a lot of scrutiny is use it best bought before or best used before these labels. The manufacturers and the producers of these products using these labels have been doing it for a long time to highlight what they call peak freshness. And so there's a difference between
using that on stuff like pasta, for example. My daughter and I were laughing about this last night, talking about all of the things that are in the drawer. When she comes to visit me, she puts all the food that she likes into a big drawer, and that keeps it away from the stuff that I'm using that has all the sell-by dates long gone or used-by dates long gone. I don't see any pasta. What is that? How's that going to go bad? That sort of thing. Anyway, the idea of keeping it or tossing it, I think you got to use some common sense, and it depends on what the product is, much as anything else. But things like, sure, if it's a consumable that's perishable, you got to be careful about it. But if it's something like pasta that isn't, come on, let's, use, again, common sense. And I think that's one of the reasons there's so much concern about food waste, frankly. In a moment, the story of an Illinois man who got his comeuppance disrespecting farm equipment on the road. That story after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, 81-year-old Illinois man is dead after a three-car crash in Cole County, Illinois. The crash happened on a county road. Gary Phillips of Atwood, driving a pickup truck, tried to pass a tractor pulling a grain wagon. As he attempted to pass, he saw a car driving toward him, tried to... he struck the tire of the tractor. Then his car overturned after it hit the tractor, and that was the end of him. This happens way too much, especially in my neck of the woods where people don't respect farmers. So you better be careful when you're driving around farm equipment. That's the lesson there at 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.